foundation a little louder. We need a word right now.
Faith that is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house
today. You are welcome in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me start this way. Sales deals could be both attractive and compelling. Every one of us know what I'm talking about. Sales deals. Half price. Many people have been compelled to buy what they did not need or may never need because of sales deals. If you agree, come and say, yay. Many people have had to embark on impulsive buying because of sales deals. Praise the living Jesus. They hear, buy one, get one, half price. Oh my God. Hi there. Buy one, get one free. Or even buy one, get two free. And they dive into it. Praise the living Jesus. Now, you won't blame anybody. The reason is that, there's benefit here. I stand to gain something here. So let me plug in and get it. Praise the living Jesus. My dry cleaner. Probably one of the reasons why we still go there is because dry clean one suit free, one suit full price, the other one half price. Praise the living Jesus. So it is not a sin. You can see now, it is not what? A sin. Praise the Lord. In some cases, even the seller can give you an impression that they are losing everything and you are gaining everything. I've seen something before, close-up sales. They are not closing shop. But they say close-up sales. Oh, everybody will rush there. Praise the living Jesus. What they are trying to do is to get your attention and to move you into action, whether you like it or not. People will always respond to the impression that they stand to gain more than they put in. However, I've never heard of a sales deal that gives all for one. All for what? One. That is, buy one and get all free. But hear this, that's what God gives. Buy one, get all free. But because people don't understand, they dive at buy one, get one, half price. But this one is buy one, get all for free. Serve God and get all for free. Submit yourself to God. Submit yourself to serving God and serving the interest of his kingdom. And all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. This is the best deal that anyone can ever see. This is the best deal that anyone can ever experience. But because people don't understand it, they still stand there and not plug in fully. Praise the living Jesus. God is saying, keep doing one thing and I will give you all things. If you hear, come on, say here. Keep doing one thing and keep getting all things. I see you plugging in today in the mighty name of Jesus. This is not a religious idle statement. No, 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 no. One of the giants in the kingdom came across this scripture, and that was what settled him in life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Is that all? And I will get all? Every other thing. Good health, good family, prosperity that everyone is running after. 5 jobs, only him. Morning shift, mid-morning shift, mid-afternoon shift, evening shift, midnight shift. Yet, he can still not make ends meet. Because ends can never meet that way. Why? It is the blessings of the Lord that makes rich, not plenty jobs that you do and does not have sorrow with it. Keep doing one thing and I will add all unto you. You know why it is a certainty? Because God does not speak idle words. He means what he says and he says what he means. If your Bible is like mine, that scripture, Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, was written in red. It was Jesus Christ speaking. Hear this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that the Gentiles are killing themselves for, playing games all around town for, shall be added unto you. Is that not wisdom to plug in? Now, people that go for buy one, get two, free, he may not tell his neighbor when he's going. Because he believes that he has privileged information so that they won't go there and clear everything. Especially those people that will resell the thing. Because if he tells his neighbor, he won't come and sell to the, he won't be able to sell to that neighbor after he has bought it. Praise the living Jesus. He thinks, oh, I'm smart. Let me go and clear everything and now be, hey, you can come and buy from me now. You buy one and buy another one. I've bought, buy one, get two free. But you come and buy one and buy another one. But this is the best deal that anyone can have. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 10 to 11, God said concerning his word, he said, every word that comes out of his mouth will never go back to him void. It must accomplish the purpose for which God has sent it. It must perform the counsel of God. It will not return void. He has said, seek me first. Then all these things shall be added unto you. I see you taking this instruction and flying with this instruction from this day. And as you do that, you see your life will take a new turn for the better. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are not meant to be under pressure. The devil is the one that should be under pressure. The devil and his agents, the devil and the demons, and anyone that associates with the devil, those ones should be under pressure perpetually. But you are supposed to be enjoying the pleasures of God. Praise the living Jesus. If you agree, come and say, I agree. Our topic is understanding the blessedness of spiritual stewardship. Very quickly, I still like us to read this scripture. We have read it several times. We are still going to read it again because there is power in reading. And God will know that you know it. The devil will also tremble that you know it. Job 36. Job 36 and verse 11. If you are there, say amen. If you are still looking for it, say, wait for me. Okay, just look up. Just look up and you will see it. Praise the Lord. Now let's go now. One, two, go. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Do you want to see that? Say a big amen. Look at that. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, irrespective of where they are, what they do, they shall spend their days in pleasures. It's God that said it, not man. It's not me that said it, it's God that said it. And he said his word will not return unto him void. He must accomplish the purpose for which he has sent it to you and I. Praise the living Jesus. People of God, we discovered from scriptures that all church growth testimonies in the New Testament came on a platform of prayer. Let me start by saying this. There are two broad categories of kingdom service. You have the physical kingdom service and the spiritual kingdom stewardship. And under the spiritual kingdom stewardship, you have prayer and fasting and reaching out, preaching the gospel to the people out there. Praise the living Jesus. But today, we will dwell so much on prayer aspect of it. And just like I said earlier, that the New Testament church growth is anchored on prayer. On what? Prayer. In Acts chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says the apostles and the disciples, they continued in prayer. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, the Bible says the Holy Ghost came upon them. They were just 120 people. When they continued in prayer, when the Holy Ghost came upon them, they were still 120 people. All of a sudden, everyone came from everywhere. Everyone came from everywhere. And in verse 41 of Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, 3,000 souls were added to 120 people. Bible scholars say that the hall they were in, the capacity of that hall is about just 120 to 150 seater. But 3,000 souls came. Why? Some people gave themselves to prayer. Continuous prayer. And you know, I said earlier on that church growth is people growth. As the church is increasing, as the church is enlarging, you are also enlarging. Because who is the church? Who is the church? Somebody talk to me. Who is the church? Praise the living Jesus. In Acts chapter 3, verse number 1, the Bible says they had hour of prayer. They had a set time they prayed. They were not just doing it anyhow. They had a particular time they went into the temple to pray. And in Acts chapter 4, from verse 1 to 4, verse 4 specifically, the Bible says 5,000 men were still added to 3,120, making 8,120 all of a sudden. Praise the living Jesus. Just because some people decided to pray. I see you taking instruction from today in the mighty name of Jesus. Apostle Paul admonished us. He said, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. He did not just admonish the saints to pray without ceasing. Apostle Paul was a prayer warrior. He was a fasting giant. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. And after he preached in their synagogue in Antioch, we used to quote that scripture so much, Acts chapter 13, verse 44. The Bible says almost the entire city came to hear. They practically begged him that, no, the Gentiles said, we want to hear this word again. I said, Acts chapter 13, verse 44. We want to hear this thing again. And the following Sabbath day, the Bible says, almost the entire city came to hear the word of God. Not just because he was preaching, but certain spiritual investment had entered. So the Holy Spirit was moving powerfully. Every praying church is a growing church. Praise the living Jesus. We want to see more growth, then let's inject more prayer. So prayer altar is the altar of supernatural growth for the church and for the people. Very shortly, someone will be sent for in high places of life from this assembly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hear this. Very shortly, the places that matter in this country, we have representative right in this church. If you believe me, let your amen show it. You know why? As God is enlarging his church, as God is building his church, he is building you because you are actually the church. Praise the living Jesus. So what are we praying for? Because we need this understanding to help us. What are we praying for? Specifically, we are going to focus on one area today. And I trust God, he will give us understanding. And as we gain that understanding, it will be to our own advantage. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. So we are praying for the dispatch of reaper angels. We are praying for the dispatch of reaper angels into the harvest field. In Matthew chapter 26 verse 53, Jesus gave a hint that it is possible to pray to the Father to release 12 legions of angels to an individual, to a single person. 12 legions of angels to a single person. Jesus gave us that hint. He said, don't you know that I can pray to my Father to send unto me 12 legions of angels? And if Jesus says so, it can happen to any believer. You know why? Because Jesus said in John chapter 17 verse 18, as my Father has sent me, so I have sent you. Also repeated in John chapter 20 verse 21. As my Father has sent me, so I have sent you. So if Jesus could pray the Father to send 12 legions of angels, just one believer can also do the same. If you agree, come on, say, I agree. Now, let's speak a little more understanding. A legion, according to Bible scholars, is between 3,000 and 6,000 soldiers. 3,000 and what? And 6,000. Now, let's pick the lower figure. That means a believer can pray down 3,000 times 12 soldiers, angels. That's 36,000, isn't it? 36,000. Ah. And the question is, who are these angels? This one will help us to understand what we are to expect. Number one, they are heavenly beings ordained to minister to the demands of the redeemed. Angels are heavenly beings. They are real. More real than anything that you see physically. Right now, as I'm talking to you, right now, as you're hearing the word of God, there are an innumerable company of angels right there, right now. The fact that you do not see them does not change anything. Even if somebody says, I don't believe, it doesn't still change the truth. There's nothing anyone can do against the truth but for the truth. So, they are heavenly beings sent by God to minister to the redeemed, to the saints of God. Praise the living Jesus. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 14. They are divine messengers to the redeemed of God. Number two, they are reapers of God. Reapers of the harvest field of God. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 13 verse 39, he said, the harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. The harvest is the hand of the world, and the reapers are the angels. So they are reapers. They are to minister to you and I, and they are also reapers. Number three, they excel in strength. They do the commandments of God. They obey the voice of his word to mobilize multitude to the church for salvation, for their establishment, for their blessings. They listen, and when they hear the word of God, they respond to it, especially when instructed. Praise the living Jesus. Psalm 103 and verse number 20. Say, bless the Lord. Ye is angel that excel in strength. Psalm 103 verse 20. Praise the living Jesus. Therefore, we can pray for the reapers, reaper angels to appear to the unsaved and direct them to the church of Jesus Christ. It had happened before. It's not a new thing. In Acts chapter 10, from verse 1 all through to verse 44, the angel of God directed Cornelius and his entire house to Peter. Because angels are not permitted to preach the gospel. No, that's not their assignment. But the angel of God can connect them, mobilize the people to come and get saved, get established, and get blessed. Cornelius was a religious person, so to speak, but he wasn't saved. If he died before then, he would have still gone to hellfire. He was good, as people will call good. He was giving alms to people. Doing nice things to people. I could imagine people around him, that man is a good man. He's a nice man. But God saw that his heart was pure, but he was not connected. So an angel went in and connected him, and himself and the entire house got saved. So that's what an angel could do. Imagine. I picked this understanding as I was just looking at that scripture. I said, oh, God, you are faithful. So that means, as an individual, I can send 36,000 angels to this city. Angels go ahead to every part of the city and bring men that God has ordained for salvation. And angels don't fail. They don't what? Fail. Now, this is done with understanding, then you will see the miraculous. You will see God's hand in a strange way. Praise the living Jesus. I see you having a change of story. In the mighty name of Jesus. I see you having a change of story. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, we engage in this kind of prayer to engage the reapers of God. Father, as I step out today, let the angels of God go before me. Whoever that I will talk to, let the angel of God compel them to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ and find their ways into your church and be established in the kingdom. You know, the devil will want everybody to be everywhere, especially if that place is not the right place. He wants anybody to do anything as long as that thing is not right, so that he will continue to have his way to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's why any little thing somebody says, no, I'm not going to church today. I'm not. He wants the individual to be severed. Jesus Christ told Peter, Simon, Satan has desired to have you. And this is how he wanted to do it. To sift you like a wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you so that your faith will not fail. Praise the living Jesus. I see somebody having a change of story. In the mighty name of Jesus. However, for our prayer to be heard, we must take note of this. Number one, we must be specific in our prayers. Be what? Specific in our prayers. Please, let's take note of this. As we are doing this, we have plugged in into that program, that deal of God of buy one, get all free. The moment you start doing this, you are plugged in and give yourself totally to it. We must be specific in our prayers. We cannot be vague or ambiguous in praying for the dispatch of our ministering spirits. No commander in the military, will give ambiguous instructions. There could be trouble. Somebody is carrying gun and you give one instruction that he does not understand, he may shoot you. Yes, you may do whatever you want to do to the person later. Yeah, okay. But he has done some terrible things. Because these angels are our ministering spirit. Be specific. Be what? Specific. Our prayers must be direct and must be specific. Mark 10. 46 to 52. Just draw understanding from that. Bartimaeus was direct. That's even with Jesus Christ. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Very direct. Also, he was very specific. Jesus said, when he stopped, what do you want? He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Very specific. It was direct. It was specific. He wasn't trying to say something that I mean another. Number two, we must pray confidently and expectantly. We must pray how? Confidently and expectantly. Confidence underscores our trust in God to respond to our prayer. And expectation puts us in a position to take delivery of our answers. You know, the Bible says, cast not away your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. And you know, the Bible also says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance of things expected, the evidence of things not seen. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 to 46, Elijah did not just pray. He was confident that God will answer his prayer. That's after 3.5 years of no rain, everywhere dry, according to his word anyway. But when he went to prayer, he was so sure that God will answer that prayer. He was so confident. He was so confident, he went into that prayer with total confidence, total trust that God, you must do something. How do I know? He was expectant. He was expectant. Sent the servant as he was praying. Servant, go and take. The servant went the first time. He said, no, I didn't see anything. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Go and check. Oh Lord, let rain fall now. Let rain fall now. The time has come for this rain to fall. I only said 3.5 years, and the 3.5 years has expired. Now, rain must come. Rain, you must come. Servant, go and check. The second time, the servant said, for where? There's nothing there. At that moment, if he was not confident, if he was not truly, truly trusting God, maybe it's not going to happen. He continued. The third time, servant, go and check. He continued. Many of us have prayed, even this kind of prayer, when you hit it a little bit. And the devil comes to show a certain picture to us. Oh, it's like, it's that thing is not going to happen. Then we begin to shake. Okay. Maybe it's not going to happen now. But the fourth time, it still continued. The fifth time, nothing. It still continued. Why? He was too sure. He wasn't playing games. He was too sure. The sixth time, nothing. That was too many to give up. They never gave up. And the seventh time, the servant came back when he checked. He said, I saw a cloud like the palm of an hand. Oh, hallelujah, rain has come. Tell the king, move now. Otherwise, this rain will catch up with you. And what he prayed for happened. Hear this. As you engage this, everything you are praying for will happen. All your targets shall be established. I see many people exceeding that minimum target in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you do, God is not a user. God is a rewarder. Hear this. This is an end time agenda of God. It's not a program to increase the church. It's an end time agenda of God. How do I know? Isaiah chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 1, all through to 3. It says, it shall come to pass in that day, in the last day. Verse 2. I think they have slept there. Praise the living Jesus. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain and shall be exalted above hills. And all nations shall flow into it. Let's read verse 3 together, church. Let's go. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. That's talking about the church of Jesus Christ. And the same thing repeated in Micah chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. And if you go to Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23, he said, this last day, he said, 10 men shall hold the skirt of him that is a Jew. They will say, we will go with you. Your God will be our God. So it's an end time agenda. And wisdom demands that we buy this wholesale. Are you there? Plug in fully. This is buy one, get all free. Buy one, get all free. Come on, tell your neighbor, this is buy one, get all free. Tell the other neighbor, this is buy one, get all free. Please rise up to your feet. Lift up your voices unto heaven and just appreciate the King of Glory. Honor the Lord of Lords, magnify his holy name, exalt his holy name, celebrate his faithfulness. Worship him, worship him, worship him. Worship him. Worship the King of Glory. Honor the Lord of Lords. Magnify his holy name. Exalt his holy name. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we give you all the glory. Jesus, we honor you. We worship you. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be the holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.